Recovery in Christ, growing in freedom and holiness. The healing we receive in Christ is just the beginning. After being liberated by His power, we embark on a vital process of recovery and spiritual growth where we learn to walk in our new identity. The Bible clearly teaches us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," Romans 12:2. True freedom isn't just about escaping bondage. It's about standing firm in Christ and developing a life that glorifies God every single day. Solidifying healing, affirmation, and resistance. Once we've experienced liberation, the enemy will try to sow doubt, bring temptations, and provoke setbacks. That's why it's crucial for us to take active steps to solidify our healing. Affirm yourself in the Word. Daily declare your identity in Christ. For example, repeat, "I am free, I am holy, I am more than a conqueror in Christ." Reject lies. When thoughts of condemnation or guilt assault you, remember the undeniable truth. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. Don't underestimate the battle. Deep-rooted habits like lust, anxiety, or any other negative behavior may try to return. However, Christ has given us the power to resist. As James 4:7 says, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Second, renewing your mind, transforming your thoughts. Recovery involves a profound change in mindset. This renewal of your understanding is achieved intentionally. Meditate on the Bible. Dedicate time each day to reflect on at least one verse that speaks of your new life in Christ. Passages like Philippians 4:8, on what we should think about, or Galatians 5:1, on freedom in Christ, are excellent starting points. Change your influences. Be intentional about what you consume. Eliminate music, movies, shows, or social media content that incite sin or promote values contrary to God. Actively seek out Christian content that builds up your spirit, strengthens your faith, and guides you toward holiness. Practice gratitude. Daily write down at least three things you are grateful to God for. Remembering His faithfulness will help you maintain a positive perspective and recognize His work in your life. 3. Strengthening your spirit. Nurture your relationship with God. To avoid falling back into old patterns, it's essential that we are filled with the Holy Spirit every day. This is achieved through consistent spiritual practices. Constant prayer. Don't limit yourself to just requests. Dedicate genuine time of intimacy with God, listening to His voice and pouring out your heart before Him. Regular fasting. Fasting is a powerful spiritual discipline that weakens the desires of the flesh and strengthens your spirit, making you more sensitive to God, Matthew 17:21. Worship. Praise God at all times, even in the midst of trials. Worship has the power to break chains and free your spirit, as we see in the story of Paul and Silas in prison, Acts 16:25-26. 4. Walking in community. You are not alone. Recovery and spiritual growth don't happen in isolation. We need the support and encouragement of other believers. Attend a local church. Don't stop gathering with other believers. The faith community is vital for your growth, receiving teaching, encouragement, and fellowship. Hebrews 10:25. Seek an accountability group. Find brothers or sisters you can trust, with whom you can pray and be accountable for your process. Transparency is key to freedom. Find mentors. Look for someone more mature in the faith who can guide you, share their experience, and pray for you. 5. Moving toward holiness, your higher calling. God not only saves us from sin, but also calls us to live in holiness. This is a continuous process that involves vigilance and decision. Guard your thoughts. Every temptation begins in the mind. Learn to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Flee from immorality. Do not expose yourself to risky situations that could lead you to sin. Be wise and proactive in protecting yourself. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Serve others. When your focus is on helping others and on the kingdom of God, you remain free from selfishness and the temptation of lust. Recovery is a process, but be assured that God will finish the good work He has begun in you. Philippians 1:6. If you fall, get up immediately, as Proverbs 24:16 tells us. For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again. If you feel weak, cry out to Him. You are not alone. Christ will sustain you.